Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. On today's show, we have something we hope to be doing a lot more of during this 2021 season. I have the opportunity to be on press row for this weekend's kickoff WTA event in Abu Dhabi on Tuesday morning. They had the pre-tournament press conferences for many of the event's top stars, and I got the chance to ask a bunch of them a few questions. Now, chronologically in this podcast, you will hear my questions for Nadia Podoroska, Aryna Sabalenka, Sofia Kenin, Alina Svitolina, Ons Jabeur, and Karolina Pliskova. Do I get to ask the 20, 25, 30 plus minutes of questions I have for these players? No, of course not. You want to be gracious to your fellow press members, but I did get to sneak in 2-3 questions to each of these players, all of their responses having to do with their decisions to play in Abu Dhabi this week. You know, that decision that much more difficult given all the hoopla they'll have to go through just to get into and play in Australia, then talk a little bit about their off seasons, where they left things in 2020. It varies from player to player. We think all of you will enjoy these conversations. So before we get to those thoughts, those conversations, those chats, I should say, with the players in Abu Dhabi, just want to remind all of you listeners the reason this is made possible because of the support we get from our friends at MidwestSports.com. Go to MidwestSports.com and use that promo code CR15. You'll get 15% off all the best brands, all the best gear, all the best prices. You'll also get free shipping on all orders exceeding $75. Best of all, a free can of Wilson Extra Duty tennis balls. MidwestSports.com. The promo code is CR15. Without further ado, though, let's get to my conversations from the presser in Abu Dhabi for some pre-tournament Tuesday thoughts from some WTA superstars. Thank you. Happy New Year, Nadia, and to everyone here on the call today. My question to you to follow up on what Reem said, with all of the craziness you're going to have to go through to play in Australia, why did you make the decision to come to Abu Dhabi and play this event?
Because I wanted to play all the tournaments I can. I think it's good for me playing this kind of tournament, practice with this kind of players, so and I'm ready to play. You know, I did a very good preseason, and I want to start to compete.
Mm-hmm. And for you, obviously you had so much success last season, in particular returning serve. How important was working on your own serve this off season, and how important will that be to your success in 2021?
Yeah, well, that's one point that I trained a lot in during my preseason. I wanted to improve my serve, my net game, and I was working on that.
Awesome. Hey. Happy New Year to you, Aryna. Welcome back. My first question to you is, with everything going on, all you're going to have to go through to get to the Australian Open, why did you make the decision to come to Abu Dhabi and play this event beforehand?
Because I feel after a bit time, like after preseason or like time off, I need some time to get back on the rhythm, so, and I need to play more matches, and that's why I came here. And of course I like to play in Abu Dhabi, Doha and Dubai, so I like to be here, and yeah, that's the reason.
And for you, you ended your season with two straight titles. Do you still feel that momentum, that confidence heading into this event?
Well, I would like to say that every day is a new day, and you're especially in tennis, you cannot be sure that you'll success the same like yesterday. But I feel like I'll do everything I can to make it look the same like on the end of the season.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Sonia. Curious, with everything going on, that everything it's going to take for you to get to Australia and play the Open, why you chose to travel to Abu Dhabi and play this warm-up event?
Yeah, like you said, it's a warm-up event. I think it's good to have some practice matches in. Hopefully, I'll have a few here. Australia is going to be interesting, you know, 2 weeks quarantine, but we'll see how it's gonna go there. But I'm excited to be here. It was kind of like a last minute decision, so yeah, a few people asked me like, oh, why are you going? So I just said just to get out of the house, I guess, and just get some matches in.
And with everything that went right for you in 2020, certainly you played a bunch of physical points as well. And I'm curious for you heading into 2021, is making things a little bit easier on a point-by-point basis one of your goals, and how might you go about doing that?
Well, for sure, fitness was definitely number one for me. I had to get ready. Hopefully, I'm not going to have any left abductor pain. But like you said, I mean, I had like a lot of physical points. So fitness was number one, and then just trying to, you know, keep my game strong and try to improve it. So we're just going to see how it's going to go.
Thank you, Alex. Afternoon, Alina. My question to you, with all the uncertainty surrounding the 2021 schedule, why for you was the decision to come to Abu Dhabi and play this event before Australia?
Well, I instantly decided to play this event because I think it's enough of training right now. We train for a long time now, and yeah, it's a good location. I knew this stadium, I knew the courts here, so I decided pretty much straight away. Normally anyway, I would go to Dubai to practice outside before Australia, so I think it's a really good event, and I'm very surprised how quickly they organized everything, and everything organized very well. So yeah, it's really nice to get the matches before going to Australia.
And for you, you mentioned this earlier and you said it there, you haven't played a match in almost 2.5 months, and to have that long of time, how have you balanced, you know, staying in the gym and making sure you get enough time on the court with having some time to take some time off and step away from the game?
To be fair, honestly, it was really nice to be at home, to be just training. Sometimes you don't have this time, like most of the time you don't have this time at home. And it was really nice to just get lots of hours on the court and the gym to do the proper preparation. So in the end, I'm very happy, and I try to not focus so much on what's happening, just to try to accept what's coming, and the schedule change and unpredictable schedule this year. So just try to take it easy and try to accept what comes my way.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Thank you, Alex. Happy New Year, Owens. I'm curious, for you, your 2019 season also ended in mid-October, and so in terms of your time span, it was pretty similar this year to what you had in 2019, but you mentioned it being a different off-season. In what ways did it differ this season? How does your preparation for 2021, you know, compare to maybe the past ways you approached previous seasons?
I mean, I'm a player who doesn't like to play a lot of tournaments, and being able to finish in mid-October was just to have enough time for me to recover and enjoy myself before going on court and putting the hard work. It was different from 2019 because I feel like I'm a different player. I feel like I am practicing much harder than before. I'm improving as a player, so putting a lot of hard work than last year. I mean, even I noticed even the amount of work on the court with fitness or tennis was much more than last year, and I'm proud that I've been healthy and I've been finishing like all the good practices, and I feel like even much better and fit on the court.
Mm-hmm. And for someone whose game is, you know, so strong when things start to improvise on the court, when you're out, you know, in the outer thirds, you're playing down the lines, doing things sporadic, how does one practice that in the off season? How do you maintain, you know, your spontaneity while still working on the bread and butters of the tennis game?
I always like to surprise the player or the player I'm playing against. So I'm practicing a lot of, like I said before, fitness and also tactics. I try to improve like a lot of games, trying to improve more my forehand, my backhand, and use them to really be able to put pressure on the player. I know I want to be control like the game on the court, so that's what I'm trying to do. Plus, you know, changing up a little bit always helps. The player doesn't not know what you're gonna do on the court, so it's always an advantage for me.
Thank you, Alex. Happy New Year, Carolina. You know, looking at the stats, you have the most WTA wins since the end of the 2014 season. And at this point, you've talked about how well you know your own game. And I'm curious, during this long off season, at this point of your career, are you focusing more on, you know, the things you do really well on the court, or are you focusing on those weaknesses, the things you're maybe still a little bit, you know, some shortcomings in your own game?
I think on both, you cannot really like give up and stop practicing what is working for you. So I think there always has to be that you practice your biggest weapons, because these things are winning my matches. But of course, you still want to practice this to maybe get a little better. But of course, you want to make sure that the weaknesses are maybe not that weak as they were, you know, in previous years or last season. But there have been some things which I want to improve, definitely. And every season maybe it's like changing a little bit. So depends, you know, what is working, what is not working. But I think there is still a lot of room to improve.
Hold up. Hope all of you enjoyed this From the Presser edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. Again, this is something we hope to do a lot more of come 2021 as we receive more access to these press rooms, have the chance to speak to these players both before and after they play their matches. A huge shout out to our friends Alex Pryor and Catherine Sneeden at the WTA for allowing us into the press room. And again, a shout out to all of these players for being gracious, taking the time to chat with us in the press. It's great to get the chance to see all of them. They all seem so excited for the action to get underway. And of course, if you want to hear more coverage about that action, go check out our website, crackrackets.com, where you can find our daily recap of all of the play on the Mini Break podcast. You can find our picks for all of the day for our friends at DraftKings on our GSP Ace of the Day segment. And of course, all of our other content, Next Gen ATP 2.0 series, weekly review previews, and so much more. Again, all on the website, crackrackets.com. You need the more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We are at CrackRackets. You want to message me directly, I'm at GreatShotPod. Shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Fleigner and Daniel Westoff, for the of an editing job they do day in, day out. Shout out again as well to our friends at Midwest Sports. Go to MidwestSports.com. Use that promo code CR15. But with that in mind, for our super producers, Max Fleigner and Daniel Westoff, our friends at Midwest Sports, and all of us here at both Crack Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time. Thanks, everyone.